producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, I found a headline that might pick you up, Super Don. Might pick me up, too. With all the stuff going on around the world, here a headline reads, Keith Richards found not dead in a San Francisco hotel.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he's alive, right?
That guy, I don't think anything can kill that guy.
You know, you look at Keith Richards and you say, he's been the walking dead for decades, but he's still going strong, evidently, and I liked it when he played Johnny Depp's father, pirate, in those pirate movies. I thought that was a funny bit of casting, because I think part of the inspiration for Depp's Jack Sparrow was Keith Richards. So,
it's funny because if you think of, I remember a particular scene. This was when they were on the pirate island,
mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Keith Richards? That was in that
Keith
movie.
Keith Richards.
Yeah,
his father. Yeah,
that's what you're referring to. And he played a good pirate, didn't he?
He did, but like I said, Depp portrayed his pirate based on at least some of Keith Richards' behaviors and mannerisms. So, good news, Keith Richards found not dead. You know, he's alive.
Found not dead. Right. In fact, I think all the Rolling Stones are still rolling, aren't they?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, keep them rolling. That's as long as you can. Of course, you got to roll them on the stage and roll them off the stage if they keep going.
Isn't that sad when you come out? I know we're just putting it out there as a joke, you know, but in reality, it's kind of scary what's been going on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard the news reports of Irving Azoff, who was the manager for the Eagles for all those years, also acknowledged what we said, that modern medicine killed, these drugs killed him. The doctors killed Glenn Frey. I mean, it was so obvious, so apparent. And we talk about this, you know, I was even talking to a naturopathic medical group today earlier out of New Hampshire, and we were talking about this, that, you know, you're seeing patients that have been nearly destroyed and killed by modern medical doctors. Not because they want to kill you. It's just that's the way they're trained. Licensed to kill. Check out the death pharma clock or pharma death clock. You'll see what we're talking about. Here I am trying to lighten it up. Keith Richards is still alive. That should be good news. Lighten it up, right? Oh, man.
Okay. Fine. Barry Manilow is still alive, too. So
Barry Manilow, Neil Diamond, yeah. I mean,
Neil
these
Diamond.
Are the ones that we're going to be bummed when they go. Anyway, the music lives on. Music lives on. So we got the weed at work thing. I got the CBD at work here. Let's see. There's money. Oh, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking, too. In terms of helping people, this is just me talking. I'm not talking for anybody else. But, you know, I've always had a hard time conceiving of charging folks for helping them to get well, right? Because I just feel like that's a birthright. Now, you know, it's not like I'm saying doctors shouldn't charge people for seeing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying what wells up within me. I just want to give freely of this information. I do. I love it. I love to see people lit up, whether it's their heart light or whatever it is, that they find a way and they get very passionate about life again, or their road to recovery, even though it's not always easy. And, you know, it's like if someone comes to me and I go, all right, here's an 8-week cycle and course. you know, I would want to say, hey, you know, if you do the things I say and it doesn't work, I give you your money back, right? Not that I want to even charge you to begin with, just because that's just what wells up inside me, is my mission, if you will, to bring that healing to you. And somebody got word about this on the other side, on the allopathic side, out of Italy. And they've started doing that with chemotherapy, believe it or not. Money-back guarantees on cancer drugs in Italy. Now, the problem I see with this, and I guess I understand why, because people are reluctant to spend $100,000 for 2 weeks of treatment or whatever it costs for treatment that they don't even know if it'll work. Now, what are the qualifications for it to be determined to work or not work? I mean, if after the 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks you're on it and you're still alive, does that count as working? Well, you're still alive. Can't get your money back. You still have cancer. Well, yes, but you're alive. But I would have been alive without it. No, yeah, you signed the agreement, right? Where's the fine print, like at the end of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? You didn't realize you ate those, you drank those fizzy lifting drinks, and you're disqualified from getting the factory. So I'm not really, I don't know, money back guarantee for chemotherapy, right? Well, what happens if it doesn't work and you do die? What's the point of a money back guarantee? I guess maybe your heirs. Your spouse, I don't know. It's kind of a macabre subject, but the thought is kind of interesting. Why don't doctors offer that? I mean, they can charge you all that money and you don't get well. Now, I think you need to spell out in terms of the four corners of a contract if you come into what I would call a private license agreement, which is much more appropriate than a public license, you know, a license to practice, right? A private license would allow you two people of the age to consent to enter into an agreement to say, this is what I will do to help you. This is what I require of you in order for me to help you, right? And, you know, you either agree with it or disagree with it. And after that time, you either did or didn't do it. It did or didn't work. Or it's on the way to working. And you could have a much more, I think, a healthier relationship. But then again, you're dealing with a true doctor-patient relationship there instead of a doctor-patient government insurance relationship, where the insurer dictates what the doctor can give you or prescribe to you or provide to you based on some economic actuarial analysis. And so the karmic loop is not complete. It's incomplete. It's corrupted in that the doctor is not responsible to you at all. You think about that. And I've mentioned this before many times over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The sacred relationship of the healer and that the one who would be healed. And you start muddying up that relationship with all kinds of other interests that are not the interest of you getting well or of the doctor helping you to get well. And you've corrupted the whole system. And Bernie Sanders, God bless him for being a straight talker, but he doesn't get that any more than Hillary does, any more than most of the Republicans do, because they still buy into government intrusion into the doctor-patient relationship, into the healer, the one to be healed relationship, shall we say. And that corruption continues ad nauseum, and cannot be cured by a synthetic form of marijuana either. Only the real stuff that the government has tried to prohibit you from getting. So money-back guarantee on chemo. Interesting, if you got a thought on that. Super Don, you got anything on money-back guarantees on chemo or other things?
Well, I think it's an interesting system. I mean, would it encourage people to try them knowing that there's a money back guarantee? Well, I mean, I think that's one way to look at it. The other thing is that perhaps, you know, these companies, these pharmaceutical companies, might think twice before putting something out there if they don't want to have to give money back guarantees. So,
yeah,
I can see how it works both ways. I think it's an interesting way because it's a pay for performance type,
right? Model. And I'm more inclined to like that. At the same time, I recognize the risks and dangers of taking toxic poison into your body to treat a disease of toxic poison, cancer.
It almost puts these cancer drugs in like the category of something you'd see on an infomercial, right?
Well, it'd be a little more honest about it.
Try it free for 30 days, and if you buy now, we'll double your order.
Yeah, try it free for 30 days, and if you're alive after 30 days, we'll know. another story out of Italy. A whole town has shut down their Wi-Fi, well, in the schools anyway, over...
lose Robert?
No, I'm still here. Am I still here?
Okay, there you are. Okay, you broke up there for a second. Oh, no, he's not there. Come on, Rob. Boy, this is a heck of a day. The technology gods are not cooperating here. Is Robert there? Oh, all right. Well, we'll see if we can try and get Robert to maybe reconnect there. You know, folks, this is how live radio goes here. But oh, there he is.
Yeah, make sure, you know, like I said, the stuff that was so intense tonight, and I'm trying to lighten it up, really I am, but I maybe we're just frying the airwaves with this intensity. But they turned off the Wi-Fi. I'm doing a story about turning off the Wi-Fi, and suddenly the internet,
there goes the Wi-Fi,
you know,
right?
Yeah, isn't that funny? Although I'm not using Wi-Fi to connect, but that's another story.
Yes.
I got to make sure the kids aren't doing Netflix or something silly.
World of Warcraft or something, right? Yeah.
Well, thankfully they don't do that.
Okay.
But anyway, it's interesting about the Wi-Fi turning off for kids, because as I've talked about, turning off Wi-Fi at night at home, very, very important. Probably very few of you actually do it. Take the time to unplug it or turn it off by some other method. It'll make a difference. Now, if you don't believe so, breaking news from Natural News, called a science shock of all things. Electromagnetic fields from mobile phones accelerate mercury release from dental fillings. Those of you who still hold up those phones to your ears, I do mine on speaker, or I put in those headphones that kind of minimize a little bit of the EM fields. But if you have dental amalgams containing 50% or so mercury, you're actually accelerating the release of the mercury through the EM field interaction with the metal in your teeth. We've already seen the vapor coming off of it when you're chewing. But now, by utilizing a cell phone, you're also going to increase your exposure until you can get those things removed safely, which is what we're going to learn about when I'm at the IAOMT conference in Orlando, which will be added to the show notes so you can see all the different events that the Robert Scott Bell Show will be attending, participating in some lecturing, some broadcasting at. So, interesting. Turn off the Wi-Fi, at least at night. And just because you can't turn it off everywhere doesn't make it an excuse for you to say, well, I can't turn it off everywhere, so why do I bother not turning it off? I'm not going to turn it off at home. Like I said, when you want to eat cleaner, even if it's one thing, it's better than no thing. So reducing the burden, even by a little bit, can pay you big time back, especially for your kids. All right, folks, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why are the feds texting Latino men and spending nearly $500,000 to do it? We'll find out after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Archives available after the show right here at GCN or Syndicator. Also up soon after at Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, and UK Health Radio. UK Health, what's up with that? You're going to ban Donald Trump? I think that's one of the stories we might want to cover today. Let's see, what else? Feds. Oh, yes, the feds, because they spend our money so wisely. Your money. Wait, no, I thought it was my money. Well, if it was your money, you could keep it. Oh, no, they're just taking a small percentage. No, they're letting you keep a small percentage. Oh, boy, did I get started? Maybe I should wait for the CPA tomorrow. That's TMB, the CPA. Put on a CPA hat. Right. We actually got a very funny question from Dennis tomorrow. He's got great CPA question related to movie theater soda cups. I know, it's a weird one. And fecal transplants. I don't know how he tied them all together, but he did it. And we're going to get TMB to answer it on the air live tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Remember.
Have we ever talked about that before?
What? Talked about what? Fecal transplants? Plenty of times.
And movie theater.
Cups?
Cups?
I don't think so.
I have just experienced my first case of deja vu in a really long time.
Like we've done it in advance already.
Like I have heard those words come out of your mouth before.
It's the DeLorean time machine. You never know what
is that
radio.
Weird or what? Well, it's funny. I haven't had deja vu in so long. I swear I've heard you say that before.
Well, you know, today when I said turn
I'm
off
not
the
on
Wi-Fi,
cannabis either I promise.
No, I'm on CBD. But today when I said turn off the Wi-Fi and I went off the air momentarily. I actually transited to tomorrow's broadcast and did it already.
Dude, You know what? The new X-Files is coming out very soon. I think we might be like maybe like experiencing something there.
You got to prep for some more bumpers.
Speaking of bumpers, big bumpers from Mexico. We're talking about big old fat Latino men. No, it's not politically correct, but I don't want them to be in health problems, but the feds don't either. And they've spent over $400,000 texting Latino men. And they call this a low-cost effort to get Latino men to exercise. If it's going to cost $400,000 to text Latino men, what's the expensive way to do it? $400,000 to send text messages to fat Latins. The NIA.
Fat Latins?
What do you call? I don't know. There's a subgroup that's. Is that what they're called?
I'm sorry. That just sounded funny. Fat Latins.
Well, the University of California, San Diego, conducting a study where they're attempting to apply a low-cost strategy. How can 400,000... In what universe is 400,000 a low-cost strategy?
Well, the other one was where we were going to knock on their doors. Would have cost $4 million.
And listen, if you're a fat Latino and you get a text message that tells you to exercise, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, I got a text message telling me I should exercise. I guess I better go exercise, yeah.
You know, it'd be better if it was like an audio text and you played some good Latin music and you at least get up and dance. I'd get up and dance, even though I can't dance. I would do it just because, hey, man, the music's going to move me. I'm thinking that could be a real solution as opposed to, don't send get exercise. Just send a music song that will get you to move. That would be helpful. After I have my burrito. But, of course, the burrito I'm talking about has no toxic fats. Healthy fats, right? The healthy fats.
Is it from Chipotle?
It probably would be. How long till Panera Bread has an E. coli scare, right? It's going to be corporate sabotage again on them because they're also cleaning up their act. Just asking. Just asking the question here. And speaking of fat Americans, Chris Christie is up next. No, he's not going to be joining us on the show, but he's taking the First Lady, not to lunch, but to task. We'll talk about that in a little while. But yeah, come on. Where is the federal government? Was it Article 1, Section 8 that gives the federal government the authority to spend $400,000 to text people who are gravitationally challenged from south of the border? I don't get it. There's just no basis for that as a proper role. Oh, wait, it's the General Welfare Clause. No, you've converted it to the General Waistline Clause, and it actually doesn't exist. To steal money from other Americans, to spend it on texting folks who don't want to exercise just to remind them to exercise, it makes absolutely no sense. Especially when I hear no bumper music. It makes no sense at all, twice in a row. Twice in the same day. Incredible. What a technologically proficient show we're doing today. Welcome, everybody, back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to be back in a moment. We'll talk Chris Christie, Donald Trump in the United Kingdom, and Judge Judy.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Beep.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
EMF detox, great remedy to counteract some of the effects of EM field disruptions. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't put a shield on you, but it helps to counteract some of the impact of the EM fields. KingBio.com. Our good friends there, Dr. Frank King. He's with us every month now, once a month, because he's got his own show, and he's doing great. And you can check him out, Healing Revolution, KingBio.com. Remember, Fridays are now Detoxa Fridays. And if you haven't picked up the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea, simplest way you can go, get it started. Man, this guy rocks it. He rocks it. We're going to be together with TMB as well in Canada for Total Health 2016 in April in Toronto. Looking forward to that. Back to the campaign trail. Chris Christie, is he still running for president, Super Don? Do you know if he's still active? He was on the stage and Rand Paul wasn't. So I think he is still in the battle, supposedly. Chris Christie out of New Jersey.
You know, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I have so been not paying attention to this, the crazy reality show horse race thing that's going on. I just don't until it gets much closer, you know?
Okay. Well, maybe he's hanging on by a spare rib or something. But he's, I think he doesn't care what kids eat. That's the headline.
A spare rib?
Well, it didn't make sense to say he's hanging on by a string because what? No, I'm not even going there. I'm just, look, I'm going to get so much hate mail for the National Association for Fat People. It's going to be horrible, horrible. It's going to be the worst day ever. He's gone so politically incorrect. Listen, I care about you. I care about your health. I want you to, you know, drop off the toxins. I don't care about the weight so much as the toxins that are in the extra weight that you're carrying or anybody's carrying. That's it. Detoxify your liver, Chris Christie, and you'll be a lot more sane in terms of some of your positions, particularly on cannabis. Where you're not so sane, as far as the last I've heard. All right, so we did the texting to the Latin people that were, as I said, carrying a little extra. Now Chris Christie, he says, I don't care what you're eating, to a fifth grader. A fifth grader, Jacob Royal, showed up wearing a blue suit and Republican pin at the Council Bluffs Town Hall in Iowa with Christie on Monday. Royal had flown all the way from his home in Omaha, Nebraska. He wanted to raise awareness on an important issue to him. What's an important issue to a fifth grader? I think a recess, right? But no, his issue was, I want the special roll tacos known as Crispitos. And by the way, this has nothing to do with fat Latins. This is a story out of the central of America, Omaha, Nebraska. This is about the disappearance of my favorite special roll tacos. I'm speaking as fifth grader Jacob Royal. Of course, his voice hasn't broken yet. So, hi, I'm Jacob. And I want my special rolled tacos. Chris Christie, what are you going to do about it when you're president? What are you going to do about the lunches? They were fine when Mrs. Bush was the first lady, but now that Mrs. Obama is the first lady, they have gone down. Chris Christie, I want my special tacos. So Christie responded, the first lady has no business being involved in this, adding, I don't care what you're eating for lunch every day. I really don't. I want you to eat whatever your mother wants you to eat. And your father wants you to eat. You know what? I agree with Chris Christie. I don't want the federal government telling us what to eat. But then again, I also don't want them subsidizing genetically engineered foods that end up on the plates of government school munches. Lunches. Michelle Obama lobbied for the passage of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act in 2010. New standards implemented. No more special tacos for little Jacob in the fifth grade. You now have to have whole grains, fruits, vegetables, not organic, and other fats low in other foods low in fat, which is not good for kids. Sugar and salts. If she wants to have her opinion, that's fine. So Chris Christie's not saying that she shouldn't have an opinion about it. So I mean, he's being reasonable here. He's just saying to implement federal guidelines to force parents or kids to have to eat whatever the feds say that they have to eat. Most of it's garbage anyway. Oh, but we're helping those that are eating garbage at home. Well, you know why they're eating garbage at home? Because the feds have made it so cheap to eat garbage. Because the real cost of food is hidden behind Monsanto's cornopoly. Genetically engineering every bit of corn syrup that ends up in refined foods that are so cheap that poor people eat that instead of real food. You want to do something good, Michelle Obama? Pull out all the stops so that farmers can get back to farming without genetically engineered ingredients, that they won't be corrupted by the Monsantos of the world. I agree with Chris Christie on this. There's nothing wrong with wanting kids to eat better. You're not criticizing Obama for that. And listen, Chris, he knows he struggled with his weight. He doesn't hide it. I mean, he'll joke about it sometimes too, and comedians joke about it all the time. It's not off limits, in other words. and we are not politically correct here. I try to be kind in general. Sometimes I'm not. You can call me out on it. That's okay. In 2011, Chris Christie says, I don't want the government deciding what you can and what you can't eat. But interestingly enough, Chris Christie wants to decide what you can and can't take as far as a plant. If he's president, he's been saying, well, am I right about this, Super Don? I remember him saying, if he's president, he's going to enforce the marijuana laws, the federal government, right? So much for states' rights.
No, yeah. He is no friend to medical marijuana. There are people in his home state.
Yeah.
Have tried and tried to get him to compromise, and it was much like the situation that you saw in New York,
mm-hmm.
where he's just totally, completely against it. He's definitely drank the Kool-Aid on that one.
Yeah, so there's cognitive dissonance in Chris Christie, but that explains a lot. It explains a lot. Yeah, straight talker, but wrong on so many things. But yeah, he was reasonable on this Michelle Obama thing. Stop with the feds trying to tell you what to do, because when they do that, of course, the food you get is really not that much better. I know someone will argue with me. You can do that. It's okay. 866-939-BELL. Go to robertscottbell.com. Now, our friends in the United Kingdom, we'd like to hear from you on this one. What do you think about your government, people in your government, trying to ban the Trumpster? They're trying to ban him because he wanted to stop immigrants who happen to be Muslim from coming in the United States. Not because he hates Muslims, but because he says, listen, we can't figure out, you know, who's a friend of this country or who wants to come in and do us harm. And it looks like, you know, radical Islam is a real issue. Now, other maybe cooler heads, you could say, have said that, I think like Rand Paul said, it isn't about the religion, it's about their ideology and the countries they might be coming in from. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being judicious about who you let into your country. What country does not? You know, just try to get into New Zealand or Switzerland. I mean, you claim those countries are racist because they want to, you know, question those who come into their country? Or, you know, the leftists who accuse me of being just cruel and unusual because I talked about the cell and the cell membrane, knowing what to let in and knowing what not to, and how outrageous that is to use the rightful act of discrimination to kind of make an assessment to say, I want you in, I don't want you in. If you don't have borders and some level of border control, you don't have a nation, you don't have a sovereign nation. Now, is this me defending Donald Trump? He doesn't need me to defend him, and I don't. I'm just saying perspective is in order. Why would the United Kingdom try to ban him like they tried to ban Michael Savage? Have they become such a wussy culture? You remember that?
And I've got to tell you, I mean, if they didn't learn from that debacle,
mm-hmm.
what that will do, I mean, listen, Michael Savage, you know, banned in the UK, banned in Britain. Okay. In fact, I think he even wrote a book based on that whole situation. And, all it did was just make him even more popular because he had been banned. And I can only imagine what Donald Trump would do
yeah.
with the PR on something like being banned from going to the UK. All it would, honestly, it would just elevate him even more. I mean, I just think it would completely backfire.
Sure it would. This MP Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh said a ban would be justified on the grounds of religious harmony. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Religious harmony. Religious tolerance is fine. You're not going to get all the religions of the world to sing, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. You know, that's just unrealistic. I'm an idealist. I am. But no, that's just not the way it works. You got different ideologues. They're not going to get along. But where it gets into violence and banning, I mean, now you violated religious freedom. It doesn't, you know, the First Amendment doesn't say religious harmony. Just the right to worship as you see fit, as long as you don't harm somebody else. I mean, that's a basic principle. The petition has attracted over 574,000 signatures in Great Britain to ban Donald Trump from coming to England. Wow. You know, the Home Office Minister James Brokenshire said the government had the power to exclude people who would do harm. How would Donald Trump do harm? In a lot of ways, he's just a blowhard. In a lot of ways, he's just a nice guy who speaks his mind, and some people get upset by that. He would do harm. I mean, you see, that's a corrupt definition of do harm when we talk about, oh, you'll upset somebody emotionally. Listen, I probably upset every college student in America today because I said certain things about gravitationally challenged people from south of the border. And I say, you know, grow up, grow a pair. You cannot be so, well, you can be so sensitive, but don't come crying to me about that. And I am a sensitive guy. I don't like to hurt people. But if we become so thin-skinned that we can't handle differences between religions, like apparently 574,000 people in Great Britain are doing by signing on this petition to ban Donald Trump because he said, let's stop Muslims from coming to America until we can get this thing figured out. He may not have the correct approach ultimately, but to speak his mind on this doesn't mean he hates Muslims any more than the person who wrote in, and I was appreciative of who wrote in about our Thursday's Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Nimoy, because he's pretty intense about this, the radical Islam. We talked about that today, beheading homeopaths and acupuncturists, sharing the ideology of the skeptics to some degree. But he's also talking about Jonathan Nimoy, spoken out very directly in defense of the First Amendment and the freedom to practice your religion. In fact, he would defend your right to build a mosque wherever the heck you want. You know, that whole the controversy about, oh, they want to build a mosque right outside of where the Twin Towers came down. As if this was an affront to the memory of 9/11. Of course, if you think it was radical Islam that actually did that, you haven't read Official Stories, nor have you read Monumental Myths. Official Stories by Liam Schaff, Monumental Myths by Ty Bollinger, TMB. I think we'll talk about some Monumental Myths related to MLK tomorrow. I know it's 2 days late, but I didn't get to talk to TMB yesterday. Anyway, we got lots more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. RobertScottBell.com is the place to be. 10% of college students are going to be upset by what I have to say next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Michelle just wrote in with a question about MS, but I don't have time to get to that today. So, Michelle, bear with me. Tomorrow, I will look to answer that question about MS for you on the air on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So if you ever miss a show, download the archives. GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts everywhere. Epic Times, TalkNetwork.com, of course, and UK Health Radio as well. Happy birthday, TMB. It's Ty Bollinger's birthday today.
Yay!
I have to wish him a belated one tomorrow. And I think tomorrow is Batar's birthday. How interesting that they have birthdays like right around...
That's classic.
Right, one day after the other. Who's going to be the... Who has the best birthday, right? Anyway, lots of love, man. TMB is a gift to the world. So is Batar. Doing great, great work to help us all to do what we're here to do. Bring the power to heal back where it belongs. Each and every one of you. Now, we got to help some of these college students. I mentioned the thin-skinned college students. They just political correctness run amok. How about what they're being taught? Yeah, a new study. This is shocking even to me. I guess it's shocking to me. Maybe not. But 10% of college graduates. Now, we're not talking students. Like, can you be forgiven if you're a freshman in college and not know the answer to this question? But after graduating, after graduating, I think in high school, come on. If you're a senior in high school and you don't know the answer here, 10% of college graduates, I can't believe this, but it's true. 10% of college graduates think that Judge Judy is on the United States Supreme Court.
Oh. Judge what? Judy. Well, yeah. I mean, she was pivotal in the Obamacare vote, wasn't she?
Judge Judy was the deciding vote for Obamacare. No, that was Justice Roberts. Good Lord. A report by the American Council of Trustees and Alumni found that some college graduates believe television judge Judge Judy serves as a Supreme Court judge. There's no hope for us, right? We got politicians that don't understand that a debt that can never be repaid can destroy you, not, you know, your economic viability, which means it can destroy your ability. Listen up, neocon Republicans, to even defend your country. Destroy the currency, destroy the people, destroy the country, destroy the defense of the nation. But 10% of college graduates in the United States think Judge Judy is a Supreme Court justice. You know, this is a good reason for increasing federal funding for colleges. Wait a second. We're already doing that to the tune of billions. You think we might want to roll that bit back a bit? And maybe that could be an entrance exam. Anybody who answers that Judge Judy is a Supreme Court justice is unqualified to go to even community college. I'm sorry. You just don't go. Stay home, eat lots of burritos, the wrong kind, and get texts to tell you to exercise. And I mean, these are, I'm talking about the 10% American college students. This has nothing to do with Latin people at this moment. Nothing at all. Study also found that one-third of the participants could not name a single right in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, right? The right to petition for redress of grievances, right? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. One-third, that's 33%. And, you know, that's another thing. If we're going to disqualify 10% who think Judge Judy is on the Supreme Court, why not disqualify the other 33.3% who don't even know one of the things that are in the First Amendment? Not even one. What's the point? You don't like freedom of speech anyway. Who is the guy that goes into colleges and say, hey, we want to ban the First Amendment? The free speech is too dangerous, right?
Mark Dyer.
And the college students sign on to stuff like this. What's the point of going to college if you're going to hang out with dunderheads like that? I mean, the people smoking weed and hacking into FBI computers are way smarter. Way smarter. And how smart is it to go into college and come out with $150,000 to $250,000 in debt and you can't get a job because the things you studied not even valid anymore? I want you to think about that, moms and dads. If you think your kids are on the college, I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying think about it clearly, because we're entering into a new world, a world where the petrodollar may not be the dominant dollar. Therefore, the affordability to learn that Judge Judy is not on the Supreme Court may be out of everybody's reach. All right, folks, lots more healing to go outside the box tomorrow. Detoxify Friday, of course, Sacred Fire Liberty Thursday. Man, I'm glad we're going to take a break here before the Wi-Fi is turned off again. Hey, friends, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.